lifestyle. We're talking about it.
Now, one thing we love doing on the show is talking about wildlife. I love it. Susie loves it. So does Joe. We all love it. Especially travel adventures that allow you to get up close and personal with all those beautiful exotic animals like seals and penguins and gorillas and wildcats, you name it. We've done the lot. We've spoken about the lot. Now, one woman who's seen all types of incredible animals is Elizabeth Bentley. Liz Bentley, having traveled to Africa nearly 50 times. That would have to be a record. Elizabeth is the Australian Ambassador for the African Bush Camp Foundation, and she joins us on the line now. Hi.
Hi, Tim. How are you?
50 times you've been to Africa, that's got to be a record.
Yeah, pretty much. Oh, look, I'm sure there's people that have been more than me, but I did start in 1975.
Well, so there you go.
That's a few years.
A few decades of doing it. Now, with all of these travels, you became the Australian Ambassador for the African Bush Camp Foundation. Explain that for my listeners, would you?
Okay. The African Bush Camp Foundation started in 2006. And was the brainchild of Bex Nundalov, who is a Zimbabwe national, and an Australian lady woman from Adelaide, Sophia.
Mm-hmm.
And when they started their bush camp safari operation, the ethos was that if they succeeded in making money from tourism, so should the communities around them.
Right.
So that's how the African Bush Camp started, and I linked up with Sophia in 2011 when I met her, and I thought, this lady is inspirational.
Yeah.
And she was so down to earth, and I just couldn't help myself. I just got involved.
Yeah, exactly. So what does the foundation actually do for those African communities?
Okay, the foundation has four major areas that they deal in the communities, around their camps, and they have 10 camps in Zimbabwe, Botswana and Zambia. They deal in education, income generation, community events and conservation.
Yeah, right.
With the education, it starts at preschool and through to primary school, and we are now up to building a high school, secondary school, which is our big fundraiser for this year. For income generation, we have vegetable gardens, we have sewing ladies, the Tandani sewing ladies, and we also have a new class that started in Botswana and another new class that started in Dete, and these are all microfinance, so they take them on and deal with them. For community events, we get the schools from all around the area together, whether it's a soccer match or a fun run or whatever, and it's a great action socially for everybody. For conservation, we've determined that in the park, because most of these communities live outside national parks and where our safari camps are, that the conservation of the game in those areas is the key to the success of
absolutely.
The safari camps and then the foundation. So there's been a big program of conservation about animals and no poaching and how we can change things for the better so that everyone lives very, very comfortably within those areas.
Yeah, so it wasn't a quantum leap for you to become an ambassador, obviously. You very much embraced it.
Oh, no. Well, when I first went to Africa in 1975, despite the issues that were there then, you know, I sort of fell in love with the place.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
And especially Zimbabwe, and I love the people, and they've always been the most magic people. So, no, it wasn't a quantum leap for me at all. It was just a progression.
No, aren't they? My wife's actually South African. We've been to South Africa many times and to Zimbabwe, and I think the thing that maybe a lot of people don't realise, if they've not been, they're incredibly happy people, aren't they?
Oh,
yeah.
Fabulous. And I think when I take volunteers over, I usually take a group of volunteers each year. It's amazing what the volunteers come away with. As much as imparting information and helping doing whatever we're doing, people come away and say, wow, you know, I really learned something about myself here and about life.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is fantastic.
Yeah. Now, tell the listeners about the wildlife safaris. Have you actually done some tours of your own?
I have. I've been on many safaris myself, but I one of my jobs over the years has been to take people to African countries, and I've always taken only small groups because I do believe you can only go on safari in small groups.
Yes,
to get the most out of it, especially if you've got keen photographers in your group. I've done that pretty much through southern, right through southern and eastern and into some parts of northern Africa.
Yeah. Now, how are all of the countries that have suffered from poaching going with all of that? Because I know the poachers are still around. Have they become less prevalent?
That is really hard to say, and it's hard for me to comment on. It is very, very unfortunate, but until you get to the bottom of it, you're not going to stop it at the top, are you?
No, you're not. No,
but,
that's right.
You know, with our conservation programs, with African Bush Camp Safaris, we've been able to convert people away from that so that they see animals now as being their lifeblood.
Well, you know, those of us who love animals as much as we do, I just find it abhorrent that anyone could shoot them. And you're talking about photography. Many people say when you see them on social media, look, this is the only way to shoot these beautiful animals, with a camera.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. And in fact, I'm taking the people over this year to work at one of the schools there, but also one of the guys is going to do some quite a lot of photography. And we've organised for him a one-on-one guy because he is just mad about photographing animals.
Yeah, so when you go on, and this is something I've actually never done, having been to South Africa many times, never done this, never been on safari. So when you go on safari, is it a given that you will see all of those beautiful animals indigenous to Africa?
No, we can't.
No, you can't guarantee it, no.
But to be honest, it is extremely rare. If you go in the wet months between November and April, your chances are diminished. But in the drier months, when the animals are out at the water holes because they come out of the bush, it's rare. I mean, I've been fortunate enough to see prides of lions, leopards, wild dogs, and, of course, giraffes and zebras and all that sort of thing. Look, you're not going to be guaranteed to see the big five in one go.
No, you're not. No.
No. But you must go on safari, Tim.
Well, yes, I know. Elephants, are they more prevalent? Yeah.
Yes, because there's lots of elephants, and where we've got some of our safari camps and foundation work around the Wangi National Park in Zimbabwe, the elephants are just magnificent. Mm. And you can sit at the water holes and literally watch hundreds come down of an evening to drink, and they are the most magnificent animals.
Yeah, well, they all are. When you think of those animals that are indigenous to Africa, it would just be the worst tragedy in the world if they were to disappear. And I know, well, maybe not many, and they've improved, but some of them are endangered still, aren't they?
Oh, they are.
Yeah.
They are. And, you know, sadly, lions in the wild have, I mean, there's about a 40% loss of lions. And that is a huge amount, and they are part of nature's system.
Yes, absolutely.
So, it's up to all of us, and certainly African Bush Camps and the Foundation work hard to change that thought process.
Now, how can my listeners do two things? A, help the Foundation. Can they do that?
Yes, they can. We take support. We do take volunteers, and we do take donations. And if you go to the Foundation's website, you can see all the different projects that you can donate to at whatever level you want, and that is www.africanbushcampsfoundation.org. And we do have tax deductibility for people. Or they can contact me at 0418 356 464.
Okay, I'll give that number out a couple of times. And what if my listeners would actually like to come on safari with you? Is that possible?
At this stage this year, I don't have any...
Too busy?
To go. Well, Tim, I have just retired after 46 years working in the travel industry.
Yeah. Well, so you deserve the rest.
You never know. It might come up in the future.
Yeah, I think if somebody whispers in your ear, you might be back for trip number 51 or two, hey?
I think I might.
You beat me by a lot. I used to think, well, I've been to South Africa quite a few times, probably 6, 7, or 8. You beat me by plenty. And it is, you know, for listeners who've never been, it's just, and some say it's a bit like Australia. Yes, it can be, depending on where you go. But when you get into the interior of Africa, it is peculiar to that country, and it's just truly magnificent, isn't it?
It is. And people that I've taken on safari, when they've come back, they've said, Liz, now we know what you mean.
Now you know what you've been on about all these years.
Yeah,
exactly.
And, you know, I lost my soul to Africa and so many other people. In fact, this year I'm taking some people back to work at one of the schools for the foundation, and they will have travelled with me 4 times.
Oh, good on you. Yep. Lovely to talk to you, and I hope my listeners do give you a hand, because you know, it's one of those parts of the world, if you've not been, you should go, and those magnificent animals should be with us as long as we can keep them. Yeah.
Yep, and it's a great cause.
You bet your life. Thanks, Liz.
Thank you for having me, Tim.
Pleasure. Elizabeth Bentley, and that is the, she's an ambassador, Australian ambassador for the African Bush Camp Foundation, that website with the .org on the end.